Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. This is your boy Ezdot from Thoughts from the Car. It is Monday, August 27th, 2018, and I'm just coming back from a 4-day weekend. Had to. It has just been a very stressful week for me. Worked 16 days straight, so my body took a toll, and I just had to relax and just do stuff, you know, spend time with the kids, with the fiance, and all that good stuff. So I'm back, so let's get right to it. Thoughts from the car. Now, I've recently just re-signed myself with ESPN Fantasy Football. Shout outs to them. Yeah, the season's about to start. I'm not really a big football. Well, football is not my number one sport. Basketball is basically my favorite sport. But I like the whole thing of, you know, fantasy draft and everything. And it sounds pretty kind of cool. And I've never, like maybe 5 years ago, if you asked me to do it, I'll tell you no, like straight up no. But you know, I dipped myself into it, and I kind of like it. You know, I like it. You know, I mean, basketball is still my number one sport, but you know, football, you're getting there, you're close to second there, next to baseball. With, you know, the only reason why I like baseball is because the Yankees. So go Yankees. And so yeah, I've been doing the fantasy football. So if you really want to do something, try out ESPN Fantasy Football. It's free. Just, you know, download the app, ESPN app, the fantasy, you know, fantasy sports app, actually. You download that one. So, or you could download the Yahoo Fantasy Sports app too. I'm actually doing a knockout pool with my coworkers. $25 a piece, but you know, let's see what happens. This is my first knockout pool, so hopefully I'll win this one. You know, it's always the ones that's least experienced are the ones that win the most. So that's crazy. I don't know how that works, but hopefully it works in my favor. So let's get on with the show. Now, one of the topics I wanted to talk about, and it was weird because I went to apply for a secure credit card, and one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, when you get a secure credit card, it's to, you know, to build up your credit. If you want to build up your credit and it's like poor or fair, you might want to do that just to make it look good. My advice is to do Bethpage or go to any other bank, because from what I heard from Bethpage, if you go to any other secure, like you go to any other bank or you do Capital One or something like that, and you, what you call it, and I keep on saying what you call it, and you try to apply for them for a secure credit card, when they pull it up on the credit report, they pull up as secure credit card, and that doesn't look as good, because it automatically tells a person, a loaner, that yeah, he has a secure credit card, so that means he doesn't have good credit. Whereas Bethpage, when they run up your credit and they see you have a credit card, it's listed as a credit card, so they could look at it and be like, oh, you know, he could hold his own on the credit card, so that's not bad. So, and also the APR is much different than the other ones. I try to do Capital One, you know, Platinum, and they their interest, the APR, is 24.99%. So what drove me to Bethpage was that they was only charged me 14.99 APR, and that's good. You know, the lower the interest rate, the better. So my advice, try to go for something like, for example, for Bethpage, if you're trying to secure a credit card, then try to go for something that's of a lower rate. And you want to ask them as many questions as possible. One of the questions you want to ask is that when people run pull up your credit, does your secure come up as a secure credit card or a credit card? That's a good question. That's something I've learned yesterday. So that's a good thing, you know? So having good credit is really good. I know it's really good. I've had credit, good credit before. It may have went, it's not as bad now, but it could be better. There's room for improvement, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know, with the secure card. And sometimes, you know, for me, I mean, I guess to people in general, I guess having good credit equals a good relationship. So how them two, you know, coexist is that if you in a relationship and you want to further into the relationship, you don't want to go into that with in depth, you know, because it's just not good. That's like sneak attacking your partner. You don't want to do that, you know. You want to let them know that you can hold your own, you know, you made your payments on time, and you want to, you know, you want that trust. No, it built that extra trust, you know, and it's a good thing. So you want to keep that in mind, that good credit equals good relationship, in addition to a happy wife is a happy life. So take heed into building up your credit, or try not to spend too much if you don't have to. Don't get too many credit cards, especially you don't have to, like the department store cards. Just take up what you know you can handle. If you can't handle it, don't take it up. You know, I know times is hard and temptations are a killer, but try to tempt yourself into not doing it, because you may never know when you might need your credit. You might want to get a new car, you want to get a house or a condo or something. You want them to look at it and be like, you know, you don't want nothing in your account where it shows that you owe something, you know. And if you do, try to pay off as much as possible, or you could call the creditors and try to work a deal with them. Let's say you owe $300. Let's say you want to work a deal and be like, look, I give you $150 or something, and we'll, you know, take it off my credit report. Some creditors do that, so you might want to take heed into that. You might want to do that and go to one of your banks and see if they could run a credit report for you. Or you could try download Credit Karma, you know, or what is it called, Credit Sesame. You can try that. I never tried it before. Credit Karma I tried, but you can either do that or you could go to your bank and do that and see what happens. You don't want to keep yourself out of the loop, so you know, don't cheat yourself out of you know, good credit. Especially if you know what you have to do with it, you know, just know your score and know what you gotta do to up your score, and don't try to take advantage of it, and just stay on top of your payments. That's all I have to say about that. So on top of that, welcome back everybody to Thoughts of the Car from the Car. And like I said, if you want to reach me, you want to ask me questions about anything, text me 646-234-4642, and just, you know, text me whatever it is you want to text me, and I'll put it on the show. And who knows, I'll probably make it a topic, you know, make it part of the show, and it'll probably be the main topic of the show. Let's see what happens, all right? So do that, and much love to those that are listening to me. You know, I appreciate it. You know, and hopefully I'll speak to everybody soon. So from then, it's S Dot, your boy, Thoughts from the Car. I'll speak to you soon. Later.